studies back government on childhood gender dysphoria. Newly released peer reviews of a federal report rejecting medical interventions for children with gender dysphoria called the government analysis scientifically sound and compelling. The reviews were released on November 19th for a government report titled Treatment for Pediatric Gender Dysphoria, Review of Evidence and Best Practices, which was commissioned by the Department of Health and Human Services and originally released on May 1st. The HHS report was prompted by a January executive order from President Donald Trump on protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation. In part, the order states that the federal government will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another. HHS stated in the report that the issue needed to be examined because of an emphasis on medicalization in pediatric gender medicine in the United States. The 409-page report emphasized therapy's benefits instead. Psychotherapy is a non-invasive alternative to endocrine and surgical interventions for the treatment of pediatric gender dysphoria, it reads. Systematic reviews of evidence have found no evidence of adverse effects of psychotherapy in this context. In a November 19 statement regarding the updated report, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called medical interventions such as hormones and surgery malpractice. The American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics peddled the lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children, Kennedy said. They betrayed their oath to first do no harm, and their so-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. National debate. Laura Sapir, an HHS report author and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, agreed that the report represents an important milestone in how childhood gender dysphoria should be treated. At the highest level, this is the closest the United States has ever got, and probably will ever get, to a scientific debate about this topic, Sapir told the Epoch Times. National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya said in the November 19th statement that the report's evidence documents the risks the profession has imposed on vulnerable children. This report marks a turning point for American medicine, he said. Peer reviews from professors, doctors, and researchers were positive overall. The only review from a professional psychiatric group came from the American Psychiatric Association. Two unsolicited negative articles were included, and HHS responded to them as well. The APA, as the sole professional association to provide a formal peer review, said the report's underlying methodology lacked sufficient transparency and clarity for its findings to be taken at face value. The organization also criticized the HHS report, saying it failed to identify potential harm from withholding medical interventions, citing higher rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Likewise, it condemned the report for not immediately disclosing report authors and any potential conflicts of interest. In its reply to the APA, HHS responded that it was an established practice in scientific reviews to withhold authors' names until after peer review so that the focus would be on the research. The agency pointed out that two Belgian methodologists reviewed the report. Trudy Beckering and Dr. Patrick Van Kronkelspin both work with the Belgian Center for Evidence-Based Medicine. Beckering and Van Kronkelspin found the report's methodology robust, without major issues in its methodology or conclusion. Sapir called the validation of methodology extremely important because major flaws would damage the report's credibility. That's the beating heart of this review, he said. HHS noted that evidence underpinning the alleged benefits of medical interventions is very uncertain. The agency also invited the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Endocrine Society to participate in the review. They criticized the report but did not offer a peer review. HHS also addressed accusations that the report was biased, used misleading evidence, violated scientific norms, and relied too heavily on the CAS report. The CAS report, a 2024 report to the UK's National Health Service, resulted in a shift away from the gender affirmation model for children to a more conservative approach. The National Health Service significantly curtailed the prescribing of puberty blockers because there was insufficient evidence that puberty blockers benefited patients. Leaders in pediatric gender medicine have criticized the HHS report in two journal commentaries. The first commentary, a critical scientific appraisal of the Health and Human Services report on pediatric gender dysphoria, appeared in the Journal of Adolescent Health in September. The second, Scientific Integrity and Pediatric Gender Healthcare, disputing the HHS review, was published in Sexuality Research and Social Policy in October. The commentary state, among other complaints, that the report does not name its authors, has factual errors, and misrepresents scientific evidence. HHS noted that none of the government report's contributors was employed by the agency and that its conclusions were reproducible and in line with scholarly norms. The agency also stated that the CAS report has been accepted by both major political parties in the UK, but noted that criticism was expected. It is not surprising that gender clinicians and the professional associations that represent them would disparage a review that appended their favored treatment model in the HHS stated. The Trevor Project, a nonprofit that describes itself as a suicide prevention group for the LGBT community, said in a Facebook post that the report dismisses the validity of transgender healthcare. Positive peer reviews. However, most peer reviewers found that the government analysis met professional standards and had no major flaws. This is an important and timely work. It is well written, methodologically rigorous, and makes a significant contribution to the discussion on this topic, Johan C. Bester, professor of family and community medicine and healthcare ethics at St. Louis University School of Medicine, wrote in his peer review. What the CAS review did in the UK, the review does in the United States. Several European nations, including the UK, have restricted or banned pharmaceutical and medical interventions for gender dysphoric children, citing concerns over effectiveness and long-term effects. Similarly, 27 U.S. states have enacted laws limiting so-called gender-affirming care for minors, according to KFEF, a health policy research and news outlet. Bester went on to write that the current practice of offering medical intervention to help youths with gender dysphoria ought not continue. He stated that much research is still needed on the causes of gender dysphoria, its natural course, and treatments. Others, such as Dr. Richard Santen, professor emeritus of endocrinology at the University of Virginia School of Medicine, said the overall assessment of the studies in the report was scientifically sound. Carlene Gribble, professor at the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University, applauded the report's commitment to using scientifically accurate, neutral terminology. She said that rejecting terminology such as sex assigned at birth was well argued. HHS said the goal of the report was to provide accurate and current information on the treatment of children distressed over their biological sex. Our duty is to protect our nation's children, not expose them to unproven and irreversible medical interventions, Bhattacharya said when the report was published in May. We must follow the gold standard of science, not activist agendas. Zachary Stieber contributed to this report.